Well, hello to you and a very warm welcome to the OK Cafe, our 10th OK Cafe, which I can't quite believe. I'm not sure if you have visited us before, but if you have, then come in, find that comfortable seat, come into this virtual space where everything is OK. And if you haven't visited us before, you're still more than welcome to come in. You don't need to wait at the door, but you might want to go back and listen to episode 1, which is the introduction to the OK Cafe, just so that you understand why we're here and why I have created this virtual space where not only is everything that we feel OK, but also it is a place where we can look at those feelings, we can understand them, we can accept them, and we can let them go, because letting them go is what will make us feel okay again once more. So I'm not sure if you can hear in my voice perhaps, but this is a particularly difficult OK Cafe for me, particularly difficult visit, and that's because there's been some pretty tricky things to navigate over the month of October, and some things that have brought, as they always do, brought other things to the surface. And that's obviously what I want to talk about today. That's what I need to talk about today. It's what the OK Cafe is here for. It's for taking those difficult emotions out of their box and allowing us to look at them, to accept them, to understand them, and to let them go. And that is definitely what I need to do, and why I'm glad that the OK Cafe is here for me as a medium in which to use. And what I've been dealing with this month is some fear, I guess, or some anger, I think certainly is there too, about rejection and feelings of rejection. And I think if we're honest as human beings, none of us want to feel rejected, but it is a feeling that we will all feel at some point and in some contexts. And it's interesting that in the business context, I don't feel the pain, if you like, of rejection in the same way as I do in my personal life. So in the business world, sometimes, you know, people will talk to me about cold calling or about you talking to people that they don't know, or pitching to people, people saying no. And don't get me wrong, that it's, these are things I don't like it when I try to sell to somebody and somebody says no. But I certainly don't internalize it in the same way as I do when it's more of a personal rejection. And I guess by a personal rejection, what I mean is when it's you, and what you are at your core that is being rejected, as opposed to what it is that you're selling. And I am, you know, I'm very good, I guess, at differentiating that. If someone doesn't want to buy what I'm selling, it's not that they don't like me or they are rejecting me as a person. They just don't want the product that I'm selling. The product that I'm selling is not right for them. Whereas when it's somebody perhaps rejecting your friendship or relationship, deeper relationship, or they are rejecting connection with you, perhaps that you are offering, I find that, and I'm sure everybody finds that, very, very difficult when that is rejected. And to give, just I guess, just to give you a sort of a couple of examples of what I mean, there are friends of mine in a relationship, and the female in the relationship is very affectionate, and the male is not, just, you know, personalities and preferences. And so the female will say things like, oh, can I have a cuddle, or come here and give me a cuddle, or things like that. And the male in the relationship will say, oh, get off me, or what are you doing, or I don't want to cuddle you. And I look at that and I feel pain inside, and I think, if that were me, if I were the female in that relationship, I would really struggle. You know, I would really, really struggle with that. But, you know, she accepts that that's what he is like, and it's not a rejection of her. It is a rejection of the affection that, for whatever reason, he doesn't want at that particular time. And that's easy, isn't it, when you kind of logicalize, I don't think that's the right word, when you rationalize it, when you apply logical thinking, then it's straightforward, isn't it? But I find that, and I don't know if anyone else does, I find that very hard to do in that actual moment. And so I've had a few difficult experiences of rejection of late, and the first was actually a couple of years ago, almost 3 years ago now, and it was a personal rejection of me that was at the time too much for my heart to bear, so my mind dealt with it, and I applied this logical thinking that I mentioned earlier. So the pain never got to my heart. It never hit my heart, because I didn't feel that I could emotionally cope with that at that particular moment in time, with all the other things that I had going on. And as a result of that, I think that hurt and that pain has stayed in a box in my mind, and I haven't brought it out into the OK Cafe, and I haven't accepted it and understood it and let it go. And so when other rejections come up, those emotions are still there. They're still in that box, and obviously it ends up being a much more explosive reaction to behaviour, to rejection, than it would be otherwise. And that's what's happened in October. So personally, I have faced another rejection, and has felt like a big one, and it has brought lots of those emotions from a few years ago back out to play, and again, I've been in a difficult situation where I've worried about how strong my heart is to cope with this. And it's really hard, isn't it, when we put ourselves out in the world, when we really put ourselves out in the world, not the personas that we create. I'm very good at that. I'm very good at creating a person, and hiding behind it, really, I guess. That's what I'm good at. A successful businesswoman, or someone who can take on the world, or a superhero, or whatever my kind of persona might be. And those things are me. They are absolutely me and parts of me. But the whole me is something much more complicated, much more, I'm not not sure what the word is, contrasting, contrary, you know, it's much, much more kind of difficult to run with, I guess. We all have light and dark, don't we? So that's the bit, I think, that's difficult when you do put yourself out into the world as you, as the whole you, and you say kind of, this is me. And you're not saying, take me or leave me. I think you're saying, this is me, please accept me. Please, please love me as I am. And then that isn't returned. That's a tricky place to find yourself. And I guess that's where digging deep, finding the love that I have for me inside of my heart is what I need to move forward, because this is me. And rejected by the world or not rejected by the world, this is who I am. This is who I was meant to be. And that's what I need to come back to whenever I feel that pain of rejection. Well, it's almost time to leave the OK Cafe, but I just wanted to say a huge thank you to you all for being here. And for supporting me on what has been a difficult visit to the OK Cafe, a difficult but a very necessary one. And I hope that it has helped you as well. As I say, I don't think rejection is something that any of us deal with easily. So I hope that kind of hearing my story and some of the struggles that I've had has helped you as well. But this has helped me enormously. It always does, having this virtual space to be okay, for everything I feel to be okay, and to be able to accept and understand some of those difficult emotions that we do put in a box. And that we too do often try and forget that they exist. I normally, in this section, recommend some further reading. And so today I'm going to share with you what helps me through these difficult emotional times. And that's the strengthening of my mind. That's reading books that push my way of thinking, often books that are written by people who don't view the world in the way that I do, so that I can see other opinions, I can see there are other ways of viewing the world and of situations. And when I'm in a difficult emotional situation myself, that reminds me that, you know, there is always another way. I think my daughter loves that that quote. I think it comes from Finding Dory. She says it to me all the time. There is always another way. There's always another way of doing something. There's always another way of looking at the world. And I think it's important for us to remember that at those difficult emotional times. So the book I'm reading at the moment, I'm not recommending this, but the book I'm reading at the moment is by Owen Jones, and it's called The Establishment and How They Get Away With It. And it's a very interesting book. It is not my view of the world. I don't share the same views as Mr. Jones, but I am fascinated in reading his views and how he got to them. So I recommend doing that yourself, finding a book that is going to challenge your way of looking at the world. So all that remains for me to say is, again, a huge thank you for being here, for joining me in the OK Cafe. And I hope that you have a wonderful, amazing, brilliant, fantastic, joyful November. Thank you.